Buffy the Vampire Slayer ended its 7-year run on TV last night, and another series, the Fox action drama 24, served up its second season finale. TV critic David Bianculli was impressed by and grateful for both endings.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer has been on top of my own list of must-see TV ever since it premiered in 1997. All that time, when anyone has asked me to name my current personal TV favorites, I've always started the list with Buffy. That's usually gotten me a lot of strange stares and even some looks of pity. But if you were one of the show's other loyal fans, and near the end, there were only about 4 million of us, you know just why I loved it. 24, which I also watch each and every week, has been an easier sell. Not only does it have a title that's harder to ridicule, but its ratings have gone up significantly in this second season thanks to its hugely popular American Idol lead-in. The audience for 24 has spiked. Buffy, on the other hand, only has Spike. And in the finale, that heroic vampire sacrificed himself for the good of the group and to help save the world. So did Anya and some other characters whose names will mean nothing if you weren't caught up in the Buffy spell. I should tell Buffy fans, if they don't know already, that Spike will survive to fight another day. He's been added to the cast of the Buffy spin-off Angel next season. My real message, though, is to those who avoided Buffy the Vampire Slayer these past 7 years. You know who you are, and it's probably because you could never get past the show's goofy title. All I say is, you missed a great TV show. Great from start to finish. Up to and including the scene in the finale, in which Buffy, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, strengthened the small army of young women she was training and protecting by literally empowering them.
So here's the part where you make a choice. What if you could have that power? Now. In every generation, one slayer is born. Because a bunch of men who died thousands of years ago made up that rule. They were powerful men. This woman is more powerful than all of them combined. So I say we change the rule. I say my power should be our power. Tomorrow, Willow will use the essence of this scythe to change our destiny. From now on, every girl in the world who might be a slayer will be a slayer. Every girl who could have the power will have the power. Can stand up, will stand up. Slayers, every one of us. Make your choice. Are you ready to be strong?
I also love the scene that ended the second season of 24. Sure, you had to suspend some disbelief to imagine that Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, could beat up a train killer, engage in a gun duel at the L.A. Coliseum, and save the ex-president's ex-wife, all within a few hours of being tortured and, for a few minutes, killed. Then again, maybe it was my enthusiasm for Buffy that made it so easy for me to root for heroes who come back from the dead. But on 24, after a seemingly happy ending, there was a postscript that threw the entire narrative into a new direction. The reinstated President Palmer was felled by contact with a toxic substance, which means that next year's dramatized 24-hour day will begin right after this season's all-nighter ended for poor Jack Bauer. Talk about no rest for the weary. But viewers who stuck with these shows witnessed some of the best that TV has to offer. One of the strengths of a compelling weekly TV show, when it takes advantage of the form, is to tell narrative stories that evolve like a novel. Characters change, grow, even die. Some very popular series are going in the opposite direction, though. CSI Crime Scene Investigation and Law and Order, and their respective sister shows, present generally self-contained stories. This makes it easier for the shows to be seen out of sequence and in reruns, and is partly the reason they're both among the most popular shows on television. I like those shows, but I don't love them the way I'm addicted to the involved season-long TV dramas that serve up so many twists and turns. I'll miss Buffy a lot. Even though 24 just ended its second season, I already can't wait for season 3 to begin. And even the reality variety series American Idol, which ends its season-long drama tonight, is proof that continuing storylines can be hugely successful too. I'm rooting for Clay, but not necessarily against Ruben. Both those guys have won already. And if you've been along for the ride, on American Idol, and 24 and Buffy. So have you.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Lestwing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.